This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Sheely's with us, medical doctor. And if you'd like to call his office and set up an appointment for a consultation or an in-person visit, 417 is the area code, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. I don't normally comment too much about advertisements on this broadcast, but there's actually one that I think is kind of important. And you just heard it, and I'll tell you why it's important. You know, if you have a digging project and they say call 811, the national telephone number to find out if you're going to be digging into some buried underground utility, well, here in Missouri and in Virginia, we had underground utilities in the rural areas. And our neighbor decided to put in a fence. And he decided he was going to put in a really, really nice fence. He was going to have 6x6 posts every 10 feet. And he measured distance from the center line of the road so he could follow the curve of the road perfectly. It was going to be a really nice fence. He got his post hole digger, which is an auger. And this drills round holes about, sometimes they're 9 inches in diameter, sometimes they're 12 inches in diameter, sometimes, you know, a little bit less. And so he was drilling with his auger, and he drilled every 10 feet, perfectly spaced, and everybody's telephone line went out. Because he drilled through every 10 feet the buried underground telephone cable. And the telephone company was furious with him. I mean, they were ready to hang him because there was a guy from the telephone company lying on his stomach with both hands in his hole splicing wires. And it took him all day because our neighbor did this for a quarter of a mile. So it's not like one hole. I mean, so it was pretty serious in terms of the damage he did. So, you know, maybe $10,000 worth of damage if they wanted to charge him. But the telephone company was nice enough. But our neighbor did not call. Okay? When we here at our farm are going to be doing something like that, we call. We don't tell them what we're doing. We just tell them, can you mark this area? You know, we'd like to know if we're going to hit anything in this area. And we show them, pretty close to where we want to do whatever we want to do, or drill or dig or excavate, whatever it is, because that's the only way you're really going to figure out where these wires are. So I would not look at that as an invasion of privacy. I would look at that as protecting. You know, you don't want to drill through high voltage underground power lines. I mean, you know, we're talking like 7,000 volts. You know, you hit that with your auger, it's going to be a problem, really, and you can die. So I just wanted to mention that, Dr. Shuler. Any comments?
I don't think I'd go drilling more than foot deep.
I was invited to your home for Independence Day, and I couldn't make it this year because I started a project which just got completed over the weekend, and I just wanted to share with the class what this was. We were pouring concrete. And it was a big job. It took 1 month to pour this concrete. Once a week, we had 3 concrete trucks come. almost every week, three more trucks. So we were forming and installing rebar, and this was a lot of concrete, 12 trucks, and 12 of those great big concrete mixing trucks. And I felt that if I kept that watered, moist, so that the water didn't evaporate and kept it from the sun cooking it and heating it too quickly, we would have concrete that did not crack. So other people were pouring concrete at the same time, and big jobs as well, and they didn't do that. They did not water their concrete and keep it so that it would stay cool and cure more slowly. Well, I just finished the watering of the concrete this weekend, and the concrete is perfect. No cracks. It is absolutely perfect. So I wanted to share with you, Dr. Shuley, it took a month to pour the concrete, and then it took more than a month of watering every 2 hours to make sure that it didn't dry out. And that's the way we do it. And had they done that, probably in the Champlain Tower apartment building or condominium building in Miami, Florida, they might not have suffered that collapse, because the concrete would have been much stronger. Because if concrete heats too quickly, like in the sun, it becomes very weak. Any comments, Dr. Shuley, about that?
You are the best. No question about it. Vince, you know more about those kind of things than I could learn in the rest of my life.
Well, I have a lot of bruises, Dr. Shuley. I'm allergic to making mistakes, but I try to avoid them. I really do, and that's where that mini max regret comes in. I want to minimize, as I go through life, I want to minimize my maximum regret. So if all I have to do is take Dr. Shuley's youth formula, Dr. Shuley's essentials, some probiotics, some ashwagandha root, some taurine, some vitamin D3, and if I want to minimize inflammation, say take some turmeric and curcumin and some essential oils and beta-glucan and glucosamine and chondroitin. If I can just do that, and that's all there is to do to feel better and to be at my best, I got to be stupid not to do that. So that's mini-max regret. I mean, the last thing I want to do is lie in bed and just be in pain and moan and be unproductive. Okay? I don't want to do that. So that could be my maximum regret. And if all I have to do is eat properly, avoid food colors, avoid sodas, avoid the white stuff, the flour, the potatoes, the rice, candy, if that's all I have to do, that's a no-brainer to me. However, I don't think everyone's willing to do that, Dr. Shuley.
Well, unfortunately, common sense is the uncommon commodity. Remember, only 2.5% of Americans, on average, have all the essential health habits. That means 97.5% are missing 1 to 5 life essential habits that made they survive at all.
Mm-hmm. Over the years, I've known some people who have family members who are in really, really bad shape. They're knocking at death's door, literally. And I said to the family members, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a phone number, and if you'll call Dr. Shuley and call USA Prepares between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Central Time on Monday, I'll see your name on the call screen. I'll put you through immediately. You'll have as much time as you need. So all you have to do is write down your questions, have a list of the medications ready, and the condition and the age of this person and the weight and what the symptoms are, and Dr. Shuley will help you. And I give him the number. And that number, if you'd like to call today, right now, is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And so what happens? Not much. Most people, I think it must be too hard to call and save their family member's life. I just don't get it, Dr. Shuley. I don't get it.
Well, I don't understand why knowing that certain things are healthy, people would ignore that. Like, well, I mean, you talked briefly earlier about the number one cause of premature death is being overweight. That's the number one cause of premature death in this country. And 72% of Americans are overweight. And 36% are just plain floppy fat. That habit alone could change medical expenses and life and everything else more than any other one. But the second greatest premature death cause is smoking. 22% of adults still smoke. It's down only by roughly 50% from what it was at an all-time high. The smoking is, well, death-enhancing. And number three, the average American only eats 2.2 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. You need 8 or 10. The minimum is 5. 5 is like breathing. But, and then, of course, there's exercise. Only 10% of Americans get any significant exercise. 90% are slobs. They sit all day and don't move. And, of course, sleeping. 7 or 8 hours every night. Not occasionally, every night. Again, 42% of Americans are missing 1 or more hours of sleep. So all of these are the habits that are essential to life and health. And to me, knowing that are essential means I have to do them. Nobody can make me do them, but I would make myself do them. I can't imagine ignoring them. And of course, sugar is not a food. Never was. Never will be. I'm on the right.
About a couple of years ago, before the China virus, I used to love to go to the Restore, and that's a store where people just give away valuable things. So let's say there's a construction project, and someone's going to have a big tile job done, and they overestimate how much tile they're going to need, and they get the job done, and what do we do with the tile? Well, they bring it to the Restore. Or if there's a an office building and they want to take out the fluorescent lights and put in LED lights, you know, they bring the fluorescent lights to the Restore, and the Restore sells them. And so anyway, I went to the Restore with one of our boys, Mrs. Finelli, and so the three of us went, and I was getting out of the truck, and they were getting out of the truck, and I said, well, you guys go in. I just want to look at this one thing out here first. So they went in on ahead of me. And a minute or two later, I started walking in. And Mrs. Finelli stopped me inside the door. And she said, there's something that you're going to really want to buy. Here. Right now. And I looked at her. And I said, oh, there it is. And I walked over to it. And it was a hospital type, doctor's office type scale that you weigh yourself on. It's one of those healthometers. It's tall. It's, you know, it's the one that has the rod where the rod would extend, and you'd stand up straight on the scale, and they would measure your height. They would move these sliding counterbalance weights and get your weight. So it had no batteries, no display. It was it's in perfect shape, and it was from Cox Hospital, and it looks like they got rid of it. And it was really perfect. And I couldn't figure out why they would not keep that. And then I realized why. It's obsolete. It only goes to 350 pounds.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now, 800-998-7173, 800-998-7173, 800-998-7173, that's 800-998-7173.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So this scale is an industrial quality scale, and it's a health-o-meter scale, and it goes up to 350 pounds. And it's the kind, it's just like the one that was used when I was a child in 1950. I'm very serious about that. And it even has this label that says when it was last certified as being accurate. So they calibrate these scales, and the last time it was calibrated was May of 2017. It says it on the label. And it says when it's due for its next calibration, which was a year later, May of 2018. So I guess they're pretty serious about, you know, weight and making sure the scales are right. But the guys who designed this scale, somebody had to say, okay, so how much should this scale, what should the maximum capacity be? And somebody said 350 pounds, and the rest of the team and the boss said, okay, that sounds good. But it wasn't enough. How, Dr. Shealy, how is it possible that 350-pound scale is not enough to weigh patients?
Oh, heavens. Well, I've had a couple of patients in the last month who walk in well over 350 pounds.
Wow. Okay. And are they serious about reducing that weight?
No.
And Dr. Shealy, if they don't reduce their weight, what is, without, in general terms, not them specifically, but if someone who's 350 pounds chooses to not change the lifestyle and not reduce that weight, what are they facing?
Well, they're facing diabetes and death, basically from a heart attack or cancer or a stroke. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. Look, Vince, I had a sister who only weighed about 250 pounds. She died at age 58. She was fat all her life.
And did you give her advice that she didn't follow? Is that what happened?
Well, yes, that's for sure.
That's very sad. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I know a lot of people who are overweight, and I got to tell you, they get in their car, they walk 100 feet, and they're shot. I mean, they're worn out, walking 100 feet.
Wow.
I'm serious about that. Okay. So I guess the question that this centers around is, do people follow your advice? They call you up, they have meetings with you, they see you out and about, they ask you all kinds of questions. So good to see you, Dr. Shealy. Let me tell you about my problem. What do I do? And then you help them and you give them advice and counsel. Do you have a feel for what percentage actually do what you suggest?
I think by the time people come to us, I would say somewhere between 80 and 85% actually follow my advice pretty well. Not bad.
That's impressive. That's impressive. It really is. Okay. I take one of the things that I take as a preventative is if I feel a tickle in my throat, I will inhale a spray of colloidal silver, 100 parts per million. I'll just inhale it and hold my breath and then release it. Do you have any comments about that, Dr. Shealy? It seems to work for me.
It's good. I have no objection whatsoever to that. I mean, personally, I just take under 50,000 units of vitamin D3. That's at the top of my list of things if I feel a bug coming on.
Okay. I do that as well. I take 50,000 a week, and if I feel something coming on, 150,000, and then if I think I might want to get this gone, I don't want it to hang around, so I might take another 150 the next day, 150,000.
Yep.
So day one, 150,000. Day two, 150,000. And if I think I really need to go another day, I'll take 150,000 units of vitamin 3 for day three, and then I'll wait 7 days and go back on the regular regimen of 50,000 units a week. Is that the right protocol? I believe that
absolutely
is.
Absolutely. That's right on.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do. So, class, you can have all these things, or you can go to Disney. I mean, you can. When I was growing up, Dr. Shealy, I would watch people, and they would go out to eat, and they would spend all kinds of money, you know, on fun things. And I'd say, shoot, you know, I could, instead of going to lunch three times this week, I could buy an S-wing hammer for $18. I want the hammer. And I still have the hammer. I'm talking about, you know, 1970s. I still have the hammer. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tells CNN's Jake Tapper the House should reconvene to help extend the recently expired nationwide eviction moratorium. She says her party is to blame.
The House and House leadership had the opportunity to vote to extend the moratorium. Really just call a spade a spade. We cannot, in good faith, blame the Republican Party when House Democrats have a majority.
U.S. gymnast Simone Biles will take part in Tuesday's balance beam final, USA Gymnastics confirmed in a tweet on Monday.
Biles participated in gymnastics qualifications on July 25th and then competed the United States vault rotation in the women's team final on July 27th before withdrawing from competition, citing mental health concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A bipartisan group of senators unveiled the legislative text of the infrastructure bill on Sunday night after months of negotiations. In total, the deal includes $550 billion in new federal investments in America's infrastructure over 5 years. However, it is far short of the $2.25 trillion proposal that President Joe Biden unveiled in March. That measure, known as the American Jobs Plan, included money for roads, bridges, and public transportation, but it drew criticism from many Republicans for also making investments in areas not traditionally considered infrastructure, such as caregiving for aging Americans and workforce training. Still, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer touted the bill Sunday night. A sprinter from Belarus says the team tried to forcibly remove her from Tokyo. Dan Naraki has the story.
A Belarusian sprinter has accused her country's Olympic team of trying to force her to leave Tokyo after she criticized Belarus's coaching staff on social media. Kristina Timonouskaya says she was taken from the Olympic Village to the Tokyo airport against her will before refusing to board a flight back to Minsk. Activist groups say the sprinter was targeted by supporters of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Timonouskaya was taken from the airport by Tokyo police to a safe place and will reportedly ask for asylum from the Austrian embassy. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shuley's with us in class. If you'd like to contact Dr. Shuley's office, now that is his medical practice. That's in Springfield, Mo. And that number is 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. And that's during normal business hours. And you can call that number, make an appointment to meet Dr. Shuley in person. Talk to him over the phone. You can make that appointment to have a Zoom connection. And if you'd like to peruse his website, the way I remember it best is normshealy.com. N-O-R-M, as in Norman, normshealy, S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. David in Illinois, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
I have a couple of questions I want to ask you, but I hope these aren't trivial, but I got to utilize my time wisely. First of all, I want to ask Dr. Chiwi about his exercise routine and his opinions about exercise. But real quick, is the Ron Gibson channel off YouTube now? Because a while back ago, they went through all my downloads, blocked me, and then took all his stuff. All the downloads are all gone from mine, from him.
Yeah, you're going to make me do something that I really probably shouldn't do.
I don't want to call you.
No, that's okay. That's okay. This has been bothering me for quite a while. I know Ron Gibson, and he's a real gentleman. There's no question about it. I met him years ago in the Carolinas. I was giving a in-person presentation, and he was in the area, and so I met him for lunch, and it was a great, great meeting. So Ron Gibson is a gentleman who volunteers his time, the way Dr. Sheila does and the way the rest of the faculty does here. He volunteers his time, and he puts on YouTube, or he used to put on YouTube, three broadcasts that he liked. One of them was Alex Jones. Another one is Mike Rivero. And the third one is USA Prepares. And Alex Jones violated some of YouTube's policy, and they banned him, and finally threw him off. And we and Mike Rivero were the two remaining ones on the Ron Gibson channel on YouTube. And we said something about the election, and we got banned for 2 weeks. And I had a discussion with Rich Sheeben, and he's the guy that mentioned the things about the election and got us banned. And I said, look, you know, there's Mike Rivero, and there's Ron Gibson, and we have to be very careful with what we say. And because it's not just us saying it, we impact others. So the last thing I want to do is trash years and years and years of work that Ron Gibson put into deleting the commercials and having just the broadcast content. And that's what he did. He edited all of our broadcasts and just left the content, no commercials, which was great. And he had my permission, and he had GCN's permission to do that. So we did that. And I mentioned to Rich Sheeben, until I figure this out, we're not going to discuss the election being fraud. And so Rich Sheeben agreed. And then I realized that these rules, these policies of YouTube are moving targets. And then the next thing that Rich Sheeben did, now I'm not blaming Rich Sheeben, okay? I don't want you to think I am. The next thing he talked about was COVID, and we violated their policy again and got banned again for 2 weeks. And so what I decided to do was, if I thought that we were going to say something even remotely sensitive to those people at YouTube, and they have the right to do whatever they want because it's their channel, it's their website. Okay, so if they want to make it the homo only channel, they can. Okay? If they want to ban certain discussion topics, they can. This is not freedom of speech; they own it. So I don't necessarily respect them for it, but it's their right to do it because it's theirs, meaning YouTube's. Well, we got it taken down again. Once for the election, the other time for saying something about COVID. Okay. So I would send Ron Gibson an email at the end of every broadcast saying whether, if I thought that this was in violation of YouTube policy, and he would not post that broadcast. So we could say what we wanted. You know, no swearing, none of that. We had to be accurate, honest, and above board and factual. No swearing. And I would let him know if I thought we might have violated YouTube's policy. And so if I would say in large letters in the email, this violated YouTube's policy. Okay, so he wouldn't post it. That was great. And that worked. But Mike Rivero on Republic Broadcasting did not feel the same way. He felt he could say whatever he wanted. And he did. And he took us all down. So what I'm saying is, Mike Rivero's unilateral thoughts that no one's going to silence him and no one is going to prevent him from saying whatever he was going to say took USA Prepares down, and 10 years of archives on YouTube are gone because of Mike Rivero. That's what I did not want to say. Do I have a problem with that? Absolutely. Why? Because I was trying to protect Mike Rivero, and I was trying to protect Ron Gibson, and I did the best I could. And Mike Rivero obviously didn't feel the same way. So we are off YouTube. Now, we did it twice. The third nail, you know, it's three strikes and you're out. Rivero did it the third time because no one was going to tell him what to do, including YouTube. David, any comments?
No, I seen that, and I was surprised because when they first started banning everything, they would ban him for what he said, but yet they had another live stream that was going, and I'm like, well, this is a little ridiculous. Maybe that's why he felt so comfortable, because they were allowing him to have his stream going, but yet banned Ron Gibson. And then eventually, I guess they must have caught him because they pulled it all that third time. I mean, but they went through all my downloads of Ron Gibson and USA, and they blocked me for about a week or two, and then they took everything out of there that I downloaded.
That's right. Took it all. That's right. It's all gone. It is all gone. And it did not have to be. It did not have to be. And I was, you know, I was kind of sitting on this information. I wasn't going to say anything about it, but you asked. And that's what happened. And, you know, our actions may impact other people. So I believe, you know, as a libertarian type, a Thomas Jefferson libertarian type, I believe you can do whatever you want as long as you don't hurt other people and other things. Okay? I mean, your rights end, you know, at my face. You know, that's what I'm saying. And you know, the golden rule, you don't have, you know, you have a right to have matches, but you don't have a right to set a forest fire going. So what Mike Rivero did, he felt he was in a vacuum. Did he not know? Is it possible that Mike Rivero didn't know that Ron Gibson was posting his YouTube, what really happened, which is what Mike Rivero calls his radio broadcast? Did he not know that that was right in the same arena, the same channel as Alex Jones and USA Prepares? Did he not know that? That's impossible not to know that.
My opinion is he did know because he would mention it on his show. That's how I found your show, is through his show and the Ron Gibson thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I found it. I was kind of shocked because they talked about your solar and your off grid, all this and farm, everything I was interested in looking for to get information
Who was talking about this?
When I was online, and I would get all these controversial stuff from my dad and his buddies, and then Ron Gibson, the channel popped up with what really happened. Then I seen your show. And I seen what it was all about. And I'm like, well, this is exactly what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. To ask questions about my solar and ask questions about off-grid and to see the decisions I made up until now, were they wise? And I figured, hey, I could discuss it on here. We're a group of people that seems like that's what they're interested in, is exactly what I want to research. And I've been researching. So that's how I found your channel.
Well, let me fill in a little bit more then, since we're on this line of discussion. Ron Gibson allowed comments to be posted on his YouTube channel. And there were these despicable, disgusting, basement-dwelling trolls who would just beat us up every day. You know, Dr. Shealy could be on, and they'd beat him up. They'd beat me up. And it's like they'd beat Rich Sheeman up. It didn't matter who. They would beat us up. every single day. And, you know, I can understand if they bought a product and they thought it was a great product and it was advertised as a great product and the label said this is a great product and it wasn't. I could understand being upset. But we're just a bunch of volunteers doing the best we can. Nobody's getting paid. And nobody's making these parasites listen to us. Nobody. They're addicted to us because we're the best in this line of thinking. In terms of preparedness, there's nobody, there's no broadcast that has been as good as long as USA Prepares. No broadcast. That's because we prepare, that's because we show up, and that's because we tell the truth. And we feel it's not necessary to swear like other people. So there are people who are addicted to USA Prepares. They cannot avoid listening to us every single day. And then they beat us up. And so what I did was when they started attacking Mrs. Finelli, and they started attacking my parents, and both my parents had been dead for quite a while. They would attack my wife, my deceased parents, my children, none of whom has been on the air, not one of them. My mom has not been on the air. My dad hasn't. Our children haven't, and they won't. And Mrs. Finelli hasn't, and she won't. And so they attack her and our children. It makes no sense. And these parasites have never met our children. They've never met my parents. They've never been to the farm. They've never met me. So if they don't like what I have to say, or if they don't like what one of the instructors has to say, just turn the dial. Okay? Turn the dial. They have to let people think that they're really smart in their ignorance, in their world of ignorance. So I asked Ron Gibson to consider shutting down the comments for USA Prepares. Because they were attacking my family. And within seconds, he did it. Actually, minutes. He did it. Out of respect for my family. He didn't hear that particular... or he didn't see the attacks. And he thought that I was reasonable. And so now we're on only on... Well, we're on his BitChute channel. BitChute. Ron Gibson's BitChute channel. And the comments are disabled because of those parasites. They just are relentless in their...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the tax doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, David, you hit one of my buttons, and probably inadvertently, but you know, it's been on simmer for quite a while because Mike Rivero's actions have cost USA Prepares over 10 years worth of archives. It's all gone. It's all gone, and we can't get it back. So, and if you go to his website, he'll be glad to take your money. If you go to Republic Broadcasting, they'll be glad to take your money. And they tell you that it's like the Beggars Network. They're all begging for money. Now, I can understand if one of these trolls is upset because they're begging for money, and maybe these trolls actually open up their wallet a little bit and donate a little bit. That's what they call it, donating. So if they're donating money and they're not happy with what the broadcasters are doing, maybe they have a right to complain. But if they're not donating, like the USA Prepares, because we don't take donations, USA, you cannot donate to USA Prepares. There's no way. We don't have an address that's available to the public. There is no way to donate to us. We do not accept donations. Okay? Because I believe that if I, as the host of USA Prepares, if I can't figure a way to be on the air, if I can't figure that out, I have no business being on the air. Okay? I can't lead by example and say, you know, I'm pretty good at some stuff, but I'm not so good with money, so I need your money. Think about that. Think about that. That's what these other guys are doing. They're hang on one second. They're begging for money, and now the question is, do you know where your money's going? Is it going for eating out, dining out? Is it going for gasoline? Is it going for car payments? Is it going for dry cleaning? Is it going for, you know, the wardrobe? Is it going for cigarettes? Okay. What's it going to? And the answer is, is it going to mortgage payments? And the answer is yes, it is. So if you think your money is going directly to, I don't know what, maybe the internet, you know, the internet cost to keep that as broadcast on their broadcast on the air, it's going to everything. And there is no accountability. There is no statement that I've ever seen that says, here is the pie chart of where your money went. Only 6% went to cigarettes. Only 12% went to the fast food restaurant. Only half of 1% went to shoes. David?
Well, what I was going to say, and I didn't really want to do, but the last time I was on your show on that Friday, I've been on your show, and we've been talking about things, and I don't know about you, but I've noticed it showing up on even major news stories after we talk about it on your show. They're almost word for word when we talk on your show. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, because they're not very smart.
And they put me and my family under a whole bunch of stress. So I called up the show, this one guy's show that Friday, and I started trying to correct their information. It was wrong. He didn't, I guess, know who he was talking to because the guy says, hey, you don't understand what goes on. You mentioned Hyde Park. You don't know. They studied kids there. They shackled kids. Some kids are disabled. Some kids are dead from that place and this and that. Now I got mad and I said, hey, here's something. You know what they do to the little kids that can't have shackles on them and they don't fit? He goes, what? I said, they cuff them around the ankles to the chair. And then I guess he realized who I was because they hung up real quick. I got disconnected. My whole network went down. And then I got back on to listen to the show, and the guy's like, don't people realize what we do on the radio is pure satire? This stuff ain't true. And I'm like, wait a minute here. Does that mean maybe Vince is doing satire,
okay, David,
too? And I fell into it?
No. No, every once in a while I'll say something that I think is a little humorous, but it's clear that that's what that is, okay? But let me say this. We did a broadcast class with an instructor who had been with us in the past and came back. And I don't want to mention his name because I don't have his permission to do this, but I'll tell you this. After the broadcast, I talked to him on the telephone privately, and he said, you know, you understood, meaning me, I understood the discussion topics better than all the other guys. And I said, what other guys? And he mentioned the big broadcasters. I mean, the biggest of the big. He said he was on their broadcast, and he was trying to explain, and they didn't get it. They didn't get the mechanics of it. They didn't get the hydraulics of it. They didn't get the energy of it. They didn't understand. And these are the highest paid broadcasters in the land. And they don't get it. They're not so smart. So you're right. These guys have minions who listen to us. They listen to Dr. Sheely. They listen to Rich, Gwyneth, and the rest of us. And Bert. And they glean from us. And then they either write about it, or they talk about it. Dr. Sheely, last 10 seconds.
Change the words a little bit. Well, thank you.
Yeah, not that
just
smart.
Keep the faith safe. It's important to be prepared. Period.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm still looking at the 48-page survey from the Census Bureau. Okay. David, thank you so much. Dr. Sheely, thank you.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor.
Hey, I think I might have started a war with Republic Broadcasting. Is that okay with you?
Around your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to fingerprints.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.